This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We talked a lot on this program about how this economy looks different right now depending on who you are, but also depending on where you are. Case in point, there are now four states, Utah and Vermont, Nebraska, and South Dakota, where unemployment is less than 3%. It is 6% nationally. Kurt Laudenbach has a couple of hundred people working for him in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, at his company, Grand Prairie Foods. They make pre-cooked scrambled eggs and sandwiches, other packaged foods, mostly for those hotel breakfast setups, also convenience stores. Mr. Laudenbach, it's good to talk to you again, sir.
Hey, Kai. Good to hear from you.
So we spoke to you last June.
Right.
And one of the things you said, I asked, as I was asking everybody back then, I was like, how long do you think this is going to last and how long till you're back to normal? And you said, oh, I don't know, 6 to 12 months. So here we are at the 8-9 month mark. How you doing at Grand Prairie Foods?
Well, I think we're going to get back to normal within my predicted period of 6 to 12 months.
Right.
we're not there yet, but... Just hearing tremendous feedback and reports from my customers that they bookings are up significantly for the summer months.
What I hear you saying, but not using the actual words, is pent-up demand, right? There's business travel, there's personal travel. I mean, we should remind people what you do is, and this is the thing that sticks in my mind about that visit we had with you out a number of years ago, the big egg machine where you make those prepackaged
right.
eggs that go in, sort of self-serve containers in hotels and buffet places, right? You're banking on that's coming back in a hurry.
Yes, I am. I don't think it'll come back to the degree it was pre-pandemic because what I'm finding is that a lot of customers in the hotel business that have gotten away from the breakfast buffet aren't in a real hurry to get back to it. But fortunately, we do a lot of prepackaged items like sandwiches and the like that many of those hotels have shifted to, and that business is just going nuts for us right now.
Well, that's good. That's good. Now, it takes people to get all those foods into those packages. Talk to me about the hiring situation, because Sioux Falls, as you surely know, has the lowest unemployment rate in the nation. Or
yeah,
South Dakota.
Yeah, we're back down. But as you probably recall, my wife runs the HR department here at Grand Prairie Foods, and she's just done an incredible job with her team to find and hire people that we need to expand with our business. So it's not easy, but we've not had any trouble filling production spots.
One of the reasons we wanted to talk to you, because we were interested in talking to a business person who is dealing with vaccinating his or her employees, and you apparently
right.
had your staff all set up, but lo and behold, it was Johnson & Johnson, and we know how that's gone. What are you going to do?
Well, we're still doing it. Except now we're going to do two.
Fair enough.
Local hospitals coming in, and they're going to administer the vaccine to as many employees who are willing to do it, and then they'll come back in roughly 30 days and do it all over again.
You're not going to require it of your employees?
We are not. We debated that significantly. We just decided at the end of the day to just roll with it and take voluntary sign-ups, and we'll have well over half of our workforce will have been vaccinated, maybe approaching 60%, which I think is fairly consistent with what I've been hearing in terms of polling on a national basis, and feels like we're going to fall right into that same number.
Let me ask you one more labor force question, and that
sure.
is about just paying people more. I mean, one of the things, as you know, surely, that the Fed is worried about, and a lot of economists are saying they're worried about, is inflation, wage inflation, as the labor supply sort of heats up. Granted, there are 8 million fewer jobs in this economy, but I wonder if in a place like Sioux Falls, with such a tight labor market, you just got to, cowboy up and pay people more.
Yeah, I think it's going to affect our wage scale. It seems like we're getting more businesses here, which continues to exacerbate that issue. So I fully expect that we're going to experience wage inflation as a community and at our company as well.
Yeah.
So we just have to do it,
Yeah.
We can't stop making food.
That's right. Last thing, and then I'll let you go, and I'm going to get you back into the prediction game whence we started. Even if you're not going to get back to where you were because of the changes that your customers have made, do you suppose if we call you in another 8 months, you'll be back to where you were revenue-wise, production-wise, workforce size-wise?
I can't really predict the future, but we feel pretty optimistic about 2021 that we'll get back to pre-pandemic levels.
Good. Glad to hear it. Kurt Laudenbach, he's the CEO, also the owner, along with his wife, of Grand Prairie Foods in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Mr. Laudenbach, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
All right.